When we hear about awareness, and then we have all the considerations about ourselves as whatever we are, karmically bound, originally filled with sin, disturbed at the whim of five or endless poisons, plagued by thoughts of all kinds, we don't quite get what awareness is vis-a-vis all of these points of view that we have about ourselves. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so we tend to think, oh, awareness is my escape from all this. Awareness is my escape from this poisonous reality that I can't seem to get away from. In a way, we're absolutely correct. Awareness is the resource, and it is the relief, and it is the resort. It is the heart of the heart. And as it is the heart of the heart, it is the heart of all appearances. No matter what the label is, no matter the sensation, the thought, the emotion, the experience, no matter how we describe it, whatever it is heart in heart. And so this is so urgently important and crucial to know. In disturbance, there is no disturbance. In poison, no poison. In pain, no pain. In thought, no thought. Never bifurcated, never split, never divided, never made into two. And so when we hear that the poisons have disappeared, the poisons have disappeared in their outshining by themselves. The heart of the heart is always free, no matter its appearance. And so sometimes when we read things that say, oh, awareness is no thought, or awareness is non-conceptual, or awareness has no poisons, or whatever it may be. These are either an attempt to describe or a translation of an attempt to describe what is forever free. How do we come to the point of describing something that can never be captured in words? And so you see, perhaps there are beautiful, beautiful descriptions of wisdom speech that have been written down and handed down through the ages. However, sometimes when these are interpreted through translation or other means, it seems like they say something else, because perhaps they're being looked at with even a subtle sense of there still being a division somewhere. And so if we read that there is no thought or there are no poisons, then we feel compelled somehow to neutralize what is appearing, to make it into nothing or to make it into something. Nothing in something. Pain in pain, no disturbance in disturbance, no thought in thought, not anywhere else. No splitting off or getting into any special description, whether it's light, love, happiness, peace, joy, whatever it is, the here and now. Spontaneously free, wildly playful, never being able to be described as anything, completely open, vibrating with spontaneity, completely indivisible. This is the reality of what we are. Many times, our whole notion of love is radically colored by painful love experience. And so we don't even know what love is. And maybe we have been attempting to find love in a way that it looks like a certain something. And to realize that every appearance, no matter what it is love appearance. Every appearance, no matter what it is tremendously, extremely, and very much outshone by the shine of love itself. And so you see, this is the point that has no point. There's no point from which to view. And so you see, the gentleness and tenderness of every single appearance is this very love message. There isn't any other message we'll ever find anywhere. Seldom do we have a thought of being someone. Seldom are we locked into an experience of being someone. In forever vast love awareness, this becomes absolutely true, just in the split second of a short moment that is never made into a thing. It's absolutely clear that the whole project of self-identification that we may believe we've been involved in has never been. It's never been made into anything. This is just a generalized fantasy, a playland of total delight if we know it as it is. The obsession with self-identity and the need to get rid of it is a frightening chasm that has never been. It's a chasm of endless light playing everywhere. So you see, the whole project of self-identification has never occurred. In what is infinite, endless, expansive, spacious, and open, how could there ever be anything in particular that needs to be erased or changed or modified in any way? Where would it be? In the spontaneous appearance of each here and now, unworded, completely naked, where is this self-character? The whole fantasy comes to a complete stop, just like that. The fantasy that never was. The fantasy that never collapsed out of love into something else. No need to neutralize or sanitize anything. Everything already primordially pure from the beginningless beginning. All conceptions conceptionless. All identity identityless. All thought thoughtless, free. Forever exposed. And this is the great simplicity. This is the great simplicity of completely joyful life. Nothing to change, nothing to be made into anything, everything outshone by its own heart reality. Its own heart reality self-arising from within it. Self-arising from within it. Natural bliss, self-arising from within everything. Bliss, not a special state. Bliss in anything, bliss in everything. The self-arising heart of the heart. No projects to attend to. Happily free. Happily delighted, happy heart.